Online Podcast, April 26, 2005. Hello everyone, Tuan-tuan dan puan-puan, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. I am doing another lazy podcast. I'm actually having a little break of lunch break, so I thought I'll just start a show and get the show posted, because I don't want the show to be too outdated, because it is sort of like a news event. So it's noisy because I'm not in my studio, but I'm still using my gorgeous new microphone that I purchased. Oh, there'll be interference. I'm going to stay away from my computer. The main thing that I want to tell you is I received this weird email. I mean, not email, but voice comment. And it's kind of retarded, Wonder Wisdom, but it's kind of retarded. I don't really know what the person say. Maybe you can help me. The only thing that I can make out of it... Oh, that was my computer. The only thing that I can make out of it was that he was saying, your show is gay, your show is so gay, or something like that. But anyway, I'll just play that for you right now.
How gay your thing is so gay.
Yeah, wasn't that strange? So, that was kind of strange, but if that indeed was the message that your show's gay, hello, yes, because I am gay, so what the hell? Anyway, talking about gay, there's this, I have a friend, who's, you know, pen name or whatever you call it, pseudonym is Bridget Jones, and he's going to be covering, or she, whatever you wanted, whatever, he's going to be covering a little bit of what he does really well, which is to talk about movies, because he loves movies and he goes to movies all the time, and he'll give you a little bit of a review. And I talked to him, I left him a message asking him to, you know, call my comment line whenever there is some exciting news going on. So he did, and he did such a good job. It was so funny, I almost fainted. I laughed out loud so hard that I almost fainted. But anyway, take a listen to his message, and then I'll talk about that issue that he'll be covering.
San Francisco is all abuzz tonight at the world premiere of Pursuit of Equality, the unfinished work of American Freedom, a new documentary that documents the same-sex marriage issues that have been going on for the past year. And on the eve of a new California bill that is being pushed to Governor Schwarzenegger, this has been utmost important. Yes, Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, who was the precursor of this entire issue, was present in the audience and was greeted with much support and enthusiasm by the audience. And co-directors Jeff Callan and Mike Shore told the audience that there were no plans as yet for distribution of the film. However, everybody recognized the importance of it being known everywhere. And thus, further information for this film can be found at www.pursuitofequality.com. This has been Bridget Jones reporting live from the Castro Theater in San Francisco. Now back to the studio.
So wasn't that funny? Bridget Jones reporting for me. And yes, we are in the studio, and I call this studio Studio C. And Studio C is, you know, my wherever studio. You know, I have my Studio A down in the basement of the house, and Studio B is on my bed, and Studio C happens to be wherever I want, you know, wherever I do. C for remote. I couldn't think of anything. I was trying to think of something funny. Studio C for studio, you know, I couldn't think of anything. But anyway, So that was really funny. Good job, Bridget. And so I think that's what he said, Bridget Jones. I think it was. But anyway, such a good job. And I'm looking forward to getting more of such report from you. And of course, it doesn't always just have to be gay. It can be anything. It doesn't have to always be movie. It can be just an incident or somebody you see on the street that is funny, or you check out a guy that is, you know, funny. And in fact, I would encourage you, all listeners, all the Duan Duan and the Buan Buan, all of you, if you see anything funny or captivating, exciting, you can just call my comment line and just, you know, tell me the story, and I'll share it with all the other listeners. Wouldn't that be fun? So I just a little bit about the pursuit of equality. I was watching the preview, the trailer, and there's more information on the website that you can go to, and I will put a link on my show notes. And so that is very exciting, and I'm sure it was very exciting for Henry to be able to be there. And Henry, aka Bridget Jones, that's a, you know, his pen name is Bridget. So I was playing the trailer yesterday. I'm going to be playing that in the background. And I want you to hear, I mean, it's very compelling. It's such a good documentary. It really made me choked up. I encourage you to go to the website, which is pursuittoequality.com. Go there and read all about it. I mean, there hasn't been a distributor wanting to distribute the film yet, but there's, you know, donate link and ways that you can help to get information from this wonderful project. Let me see, it was shown on the San Francisco International Film Festival on April 24th, which is when Bridget Jones reported. So take a look at that, and, you know, it will tell you a little bit about the movie and what you can do to help. So it is very, and of course, you know, one of my favorite celebrities. I know some people hate her, but I don't care. I mean, you know, I like her. I like Rosie O'Donnell, and so she was, you know, of course, part of that whole... Oh, if you don't know what the Pursuit of Equality is about, it is about the San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, and how his action and his belief that you know, it is very discriminatory to deny gay people getting married. So that's the whole thing about it, and, you know, and how the whole marriage protect the sanctity of marriage with, you know, man and a woman. It's a very touchy issue, but when it came down to you yourself, when I was thinking, when I look at the gay couple being married, or getting married, or, you know, being legally in quotation, because, oh, is this playing?
You know what? I'm proud of one thing, that I represent
one of
the most extraordinary cities in the world, where we're living together and advancing together across every conceivable kind of difference. This is what it's about. For those that want to theorize about discrimination, we wanted to put a practical face on it.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to unite people, bring people together. We wanted to affirm marriage. I think in San Francisco, what we've been doing is affirming marriage. And I'm just one person, but I'm proud to be the one person that's standing for those principles that I think stood in this city for generations.
The mayor of this city is in defiance to the laws of this state,
And he's
acting in lawlessness. And that is why there is lawlessness here on our sidewalk here today. It's because our mayor, this mayor of this city, has defied God's law and the law.
Shame on you!
Must have a
face. Why don't you go do something useful?
We don't want
you. Why don't you go help
people who need help?
Okay, this is the touching part for me.
Affirming
state law says that
an older couple,
only marriages between
probably
a man
her,
and a woman,
in their 60s, 70s.
Hello, guys.
The mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, and a lot of fair-minded, progressive folks believe that both parties to a marriage, be of opposite gender, is discriminatory and unconstitutional. And it is in the highest order of civic responsibility when you see a law that does not treat your citizens equally to make a stand and to challenge it.
God is calling the citizens of this community, the Christians of this community, to rise up against this lawlessness, to not give in to the lies of this mayor, and to go ahead and do what is right. And that is to take a stand against this lawless activity in San Francisco.
Well, as a gay black man that got kicked out of a church because...
So you heard part of that, and I'm not going to play everything, but, you know, I encourage you to go to the website and check it all out. It really was, you know, it hit home even as I was watching it, as I was playing this and recording this. It's very emotional for me because when I look at that older couple, they must be in their 70s or something, the really old couple, lesbian couple, getting married. The joy that you can see in their eyes and the struggle that came through the joy was really profound. And of course, I have a partner of 7 years, and I've never really thought about, you know, getting married is not a big thing for me until these issues come up, and it made me feel like, I'm getting emotional. It made me feel like I'm losing out on a part of something that is really a given, nothing too special. I mean, ask a straight couple. I mean, what do they think about? Do they even think about rights and issues that comes with marriage, like power of attorney, all that stuff that you know people can partake or make, you know, have the rights when they're in this society, and then when it comes to us, I mean, we have to pay to get our power of attorney so that my partner, so that Bruce can make a decision for me when I am not able to. There's a lot of things that straight people don't think about, or I mean, I'm not saying all, but some people, it's just a given. It's, you know, it's nothing that you think about. It's like a given, and you're just, you know, never think about breathing because it's your given right, and or, you know, you can do it, and you only think about it when you are choking and when you cannot breathe. And that is exactly what I think this whole gay marriage issue is. So it's very emotional for me, and I think that if you know, Bruce and I can do that, we would have, you know, years ago, but we cannot. And if you're listening to this outside of the United States, I know most of my friends are saying, you're in the United States, you know, gay marriage is legal. No, I mean, there are people who are out there thinking that America is so progressive that, oh, I thought it's already legal. No, it is not. I mean, it is a lot better than when I was in Malaysia, I'm sure, because people can speak up more here, or are used to speaking up more, but it is still... we're still not there yet. And of course, with this current administration, of course, we've been put back years and years. So if you're listening to this and if you're concerned, and you know, I always like to tell this, if you're straight, I want you to think of me as a person. as your friend, or as a podcast personality, or you know, as a podcaster, as somebody who live his life, daily life, day to day. And I, you know, I don't flaunt. I don't just go out and say, "Hey, I'm gay." I don't do that. You might know, but I don't like to have that neon sign on my forehead. However, oh gee, oh my god, that's Henry. How appropriate. Okay, hang on, I'm gonna record this conversation too. Hello? Hey, wait, hang on just a second. Hang on. Oh my god, how cool. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I'm actually recording my show right now.
I'm sorry?
I'm recording the show right now.
Oh, really? You're recording me?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'm in a sick hustle on today, so I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's so funny.
Oh my god, how appropriate. So did you say you were Bridget Jones reporting from San Francisco?
Oh my god, I was so, you already got that shit. I was gonna call you.
Uh-huh.
To tell you that I was just saying and I accidentally spent it.
You accidentally what?
I accidentally spent it. I was gonna let you race it and do a proper one.
Oh, no, I like that one.
Yeah, but I mean, I was listening to it and then like the content was a bit like, you know, like, people hear it, they won't really get the info so much.
But it's okay, because when you do that, and I research a bit and I'm talking to people about it right now actually.
Oh, good, yeah, because yeah, this documentary, you got it from my report, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like so important and because it's very like local and the filmmakers, they don't even have any plans to distribute it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, you're recording this right now.
Yeah, I'm recording this right now. So you're on 2 segments of the show, because I'm lazy.
Good.
I'm lazy, and I'm like, I don't have time because I work so much that I'm doing a lot of my shows right now just on the go. You know.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were there, and then like they like they had no like distribution anything. They don't even plan to.
Uh huh.
But like, you know, everyone was very like supportive, you know, like people were like donating to, because they have this like, I think this new organization now called Equality California.
Uh-huh.
And it's to campaign for this, you know, same-sex marriage issue.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is it called? Equality California?
Yeah, the organization.
Okay, I'm gonna put the link on my show also about that.
Yeah, but the movie, the documentary itself is called Pursuit of Equality.
Yeah, I'm on the website and was just telling people and how emotional it kind of got me. Look, watching the preview, you know.
Yeah.
And it really made me feel. I was talking about how when you. Unlike a normal, normal, like heterosexual people, you know, the straight people, it's like when they breathe, when it's like I breathe and I don't think about my breathing until I'm choking, you know.
Oh, could you repeat that? I think it up.
No, I said, it's like when I'm breathing, I take it, you know, for granted that, you know, there's air, and until I'm choking is when I realize that I don't have that right. And
was this on the website or something?
No, this is what I was talking to my audience, talking to my listeners. I was saying that, you know, if there's something that you take for granted, like breathing, you don't think about it until you're actually choking. When you don't have it, then you really are realize that, oh my god, I'm actually, you know, don't have that right. And it got me really emotional, especially, you know, having a, you know, Bruce for 7 years, and it really is an emotional issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, even me, you know, I mean, I'm still, like, so single and have no intention of getting committed very soon, you know. Also, I was very touched by the issue, and, like, because I was watching it there with, you know, like, the full Castro Theater, and the Gavin New, the mayor, was there, and all these people who were featured in the documentary were there, so it's, like, very, very, like, community.
Yo, Rosie, not there.
You feel, like, so proud, you know, to be part of this, like, this this so active community, you know, and doing all this good. Yeah.
Oh my god! You know what? This is so perfect.
It was so scary because in the documentary they show like this Bible thumpers. You get like so. I was cheering a lot during the film, but when I saw them, I was like so quiet because I was so shocked. I was like, oh my god, like this. Really, people like this, even in California?
Yeah, such hate.
Who were like, you know, they were like blocking the door to the registration and singing like, oh, Jesus, something about Jesus, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
I know. I played a clip of that guy just, you know, talking about, there's a you know, that guy was holding up the Bible and yelling about how the lawlessness and all those stupid things.
Yeah.
So I was playing some of the clips on my show. So, oh my god, this is so perfect. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, and I had to report it. I was like, oh, this is perfect.
I know, and I want you to do that more, you know, whatever it is, you know, it can be a serious issue like this, or it can be like silly things, like you see somebody that's like funny and you can call and let me know.
Yeah, but this is special because I was like, you know, they said that they had no plans to promote anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I could do my thing to help.
Oh yes. I'm gonna spread the news with all the other gay podcasters also.
Yeah, I know that you are sure gonna spread it. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you called, and thank you for the report. It was so funny when I heard it. I was like, oh my gosh, I laughed until I dropped.
You know why? Because me and Volka, actually, we have been doing that anyway for fun. When we call one another and we leave a message, we always like, sometimes when we feel like it, we put on the English accent, and then when we are done, we're like, just been Bridget Jones reporting live from whatever. Now back to studio.
Yeah, it's really funny because I said, when I introduced your clip, you know, I said, oh, I have now a correspondence. Her pseudonym is Bridget Jones.
Okay, I think I might use it then.
Yeah, go ahead. So now maybe we'll have like a little segment introduction with music. It's like, oh, Bridget Jones reporting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I have fine time, I'll do a garage band project and I'll do some music segment, and then maybe I'll have you call in and say, this is Bridget Jones reporting.
Yeah, it was so hard because I was trying to, there was my second recording, I was trying to do it a third time, to at least get the content like properly so people can get it, you know? But now that I know that you edit, it's fine. So I was about to like erase it and re-record, and then you know what happened?
Who
I saw over my shoulder?
Who?
Keith. Oh my god.
Did you talk to him?
It's kind of scary. No, he was actually like waiting for me. Like he really wanted to talk to me.
Oh.
So I was telling him like, oh, hold on, and I had to erase this. And somehow I think I pressed the hang up button or something.
Yeah. Maybe he's a listener. So.
Yo.
Yo.
But I did not say anything
too
gossipy.
Yeah,
right,
too gossipy. Yeah, you are on the air. So, you know, I hope that you will love the whole podcasting idea. I mean, not just like, you know, you'd be a perfect candidate to have your own, you know.
Yeah.
You can pretty much do anything that you want, any topic, any issue at all, and you know, you can talk from skincare to film festival. So, it'll be good. But right now, before you have your own show, you'll be my correspondent.
Yes.
I kind of hope that bitch in Big Sister would do it too.
I think he's a bit like still very apprehensive about it.
I want to make her do, you know, just call and say Mandarin because this is a multilingual show.
It's all of you ambushing him and recording.
No, I haven't done it yet. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
And when you get an opportunity, like let's say if you go to like your Apple Store or whatever, you can go and download a few shows and just listen on your computer.
Okay.
Like go to the website and then like download MP3, and there are a few shows that's really funny, and I have some links on my website also. There's another show called YeastRadio.com.
It's what radio again?
Yeast Radio. As in yeast infection.
Okay.
So it's very bitchy, very funny. And there's also my new favorite is the Lucky Bitch Radio. It's actually luckybitchradio.com.
Sure. lucky bitch.
Yes. It's very funny. Oh my god. So you would love those shows. So you have to go check it out. You know, if you go to johnong.com and then click on the online link, and you can go there, or you can just go to onlinepodcast.com also. And that's my website, and there's a lot of like the shows that I listen to. They're all listed on my site. So when you get online next time, check on it. I mean, if you have a dial-up system, a dial-up connection, it might be too slow for it. But so next time you go into a store, or when you get like T-Mobile or whatever, the hotspot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy the idea of like corresponding and never hearing it anyway.
Kind of fun that way. Oh, you know what I can do? What I can do is I can send you an archive CD of all the shows.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the shows that maybe not my own. I don't really want to hear it.
No, maybe you'll be popular. You'll be popular. Oh my god, you know what I want to do for the next show in the future? Hopefully something, yeah, it could be this also, because now that I have this set up, I can actually put you on the phone and talk at the same time. And
yeah.
And you're on the right side and I'm on the left side. Channel.
What do you mean?
Like, your voice will be coming out from the right earphone, and then my voice is on the left earphone right now.
Oh.
But anyway, what I wanted to do? I wanted to do a whole segment, a whole show about poems, poetry that we wrote about our teachers.
Okay, I have some extra ones that I've composed.
Oh, good. And do you remember, and we also have that, you know, the Bilal Larut Malam song also?
Yes.
So, okay.
No, okay, so this is all connected, my dear, because you know that in the International Film Festival that's going on right now, well, I mean, that documentary was part of it.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
They are featuring, I think it's like 6 Malaysian films.
Oh.
Including 2 shorts. Did you know that there's like a new, like a Malaysian, they're calling it a Malaysian New Wave?
No.
Of like independent film. It's not those that we grew, it's not the Malay films we grew up with.
Uh-huh.
It's like this, it's like Chinese filmmakers, Indian filmmakers, you know, who are using digital video.
Uh-huh.
And doing more like independent stuff.
Oh my god,
so
cool.
I'm
Malaysia, right?
Yeah, it's Malaysia. And I'm going to most of them. Of course, I'm going to report.
Oh, good. Oh, do that. Please do that. And I'm sure the audience, I have a few listeners who are very interested about Malaysian. And, you know, that's my whole show is, you know, a Malaysian-born Chinese living in the United States. That's my theme of the show. So anything Malaysian will be exciting.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised to hear about it because it's like, you know, I've been gone for so long and like suddenly like, oh, this Malay new wave. And at first I was like, ah, you know, what kind of film is it going to be? But then I looked at the topics and everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, it sounds very, very like interesting.
Oh, good.
Like,
good.
For example, there's one called The Gravel Road, and it's the first like film by a Tamil filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
And it's based on his mother's story when she was growing up in the rubber plantation.
Oh my god. I know, but it's so good. It's so rich.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to find out more, you can go to www.sffs.org. That's San Francisco Film Society.org. Yeah.
Okay, Film what? San Francisco Film what?
It's short for San Francisco Film Society.
Oh, FS, okay. SFFS, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, so hard to say, but I'll put a link on my show, so if you listeners want to go check it out, you can go there.
Yeah.
Oh my god, thanks for calling in.
It's so exciting. Yeah,
and your show will be next. Your show will be posted maybe in a couple of hours.
Oh, this one? Or this one.
This one, including that one. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, I really do have to go.
Okay,
so
okay. Thanks for calling
in. I will call in again and report.
Okay. And you know, if like, you know, out of something, just call that 206-888 John number and then just like leave stuff on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what I like to do, like leave a message that I can edit.
Okay, well, thank you, Bridget Hannah Jones.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye. Bye. Oh my god, wasn't that exciting? You know, when it's unplanned and like really low quality like this one? Okay, I just took the microphone out from my ear. and I'm just pretty much holding my microphones. Oh, gee. Sorry about the low quality, but it's an exciting topic for me. And, you know, I was just talking about Bridget and Bridget Cole. Anyway, I think this is going to be it. Otherwise, this show is going to be too long. But thank you very much. And I appreciate the feedback from a few listeners about how they like the certain format of the shows and how they like this new microphone. I think it's called TB2 or something like that. I don't remember what it's called. It's by Sound Professional. I'll put a link on there. There's another phone. My brother's calling me. So I'm going to end this show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Smile. Hello, audience. Listeners, sorry about my chewing, but I just want to make a correction before I end the show for another time, for the second time. It is actually the website that we were talking about. It's Pursuit to Equality, not to equality. It's Pursuit of Equality. That's what my mistake was, since it's Pursuit to, but it's Pursuit of Equality. So I'll put a link on my website, or if you just are listening to the show and if you want to find out more information about Pursuit of Equality, you can go to pursuitofequality.com. Okay, now I'll say goodbye for real, okay? Take care, everybody, and you can check out my show notes from my blog or my website, which is onlinepodcast.com. That is O-N-G-L-I-N-E podcast.com. Or you can send comment to 206-888-JOHN and also email me at online@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Have a good day, evening, or whatever. Bye-bye. Don't forget to smile. Selamat tinggal. Jumpa lagi. Langit biru kita.